There is nothing remarkable about the way that Easter Sunday begins. Early on that first day, before the sun had yet risen, was the least remarkable day in the collective memories of the people, in particular the people who had spent the last years of their lives following Jesus. It was the least remarkable day in at least 35 or so years since his birth. For them, Sunday was the first day of the week, time to get back at it after the refreshment of the Sabbath, Friday sunset through Saturday sunset. It was, in the words of the modern songster, just another manic Monday. The world had fallen back to its normal work-a-day routine, injustice flowing out of the courts, corruption abounding from the soldiers to the tax collectors to the politicians. The mighty once again sat comfortably upon their thrones, with the lowly ones restored to footstool status. And death continued to run amok. The bully ruling the playground with sickness and despair serving as sidekick thugs, Crab and Goyle, if you will. No, nothing remarkable about the way that first day, that Easter Sunday, began. Until. And then. A yawning tomb, a gaping negative space harmonizing with an empty cross. Notice with me who sees this new reality first. Notice who hears first this good news. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Disciples, students, learners, followers of Jesus moving towards his final, supposedly, resting place in the midst of a fog of anxious grief. There are no hosannas here, no shouts of crucify him either. No, there are no alleluias here, only tear-soaked and muffled laments. My God, why have you forsaken us? Still, they come. Perhaps spurred on by Jesus' new command to love one another just as I have loved you, they come to wash his corpse feet, hoping somehow to remove the violences done his body and return some semblance of dignity through their humble service. Notice those who resolutely move through fear, through grief, into service. They have learned their lessons well, these learners, these disciples, these women. These disciples are first to see new possibility. They are the first to hear tell of good news, the first to be charged with the honor of sharing it. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now notice with me, those who proclaim this good news, seemingly too good to be true, Notice that this too good to be true news is so good to be true that the 11 can't find it within themselves to believe it, calling it so much BS, so much idle tales. There are no angels here, not according to Luke. Oh, sure, their clothes might be glittering white, but they are more earthbound messengers of what God has done and is doing than some kind of otherworldly, winged, heavenly chorus. And what do they say? What do they say to wipe tears away and cast out fear? Why do you look for the living among the dead? Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Have you heard it? Better yet, have you seen him? Have you met the risen Jesus Christ? Don't tell me you're struggling to see. Where have you been looking? That may be the problem. Why do you look for Jesus among the innocent? He's not there. Among the righteous? He's not there. See, the risen Christ is here, reconciling a guilt-stricken thief, his co-accused, on death row. Jesus promises to bring her into the healing lodge of our Father's house. Why do we look for Jesus among the victorious, for Jesus among the virtuous? He is not there. See, the risen Christ is here, cheering on those so-called losers of little worth, calling the little children to play in the too small courtyard of their subsidized daycares. Why do I look for Jesus among the attractive, the able-bodied, the acceptable? He's not there. See, the risen Christ is here, bringing the reign of God to the marginalized, touching the sick, breaking bread with the meth addicted, giving deep pressure hugs to the autistic. Why do you look for Jesus among the wealthy, the healthy, the gainfully employed? Why among the majority? Why among the mighty? He's not there. See, the risen Christ is come here to cast the mighty down from their thrones and uplift the humble of heart. Why do we look for Jesus among the strong? He's not there. See, the risen Christ dwells not in the unassailable historic fortress, but in the ashen ruins of fiery devastation. And yet we look for Jesus among the successful, the self-satisfied, the celebrated, the citizens. But he is not there. You see, the risen Christ is here, re-personifying the forgotten foreigners. And yet I insist on looking for Jesus among the popular, the preening, the proud. Why do I look for Jesus among the privileged, the powerful, the profiteers? He's not there. See, the risen Christ is here, bestowing robust identity rooted in the love of our Father, the great creator of all. The first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh day, and now, here, the eighth day. So we no longer look for Jesus among the respected. We stop looking for Jesus among the normal. We can give up looking for Jesus among the right-minded, the brave, the dignified, the independent, and the employed. He is not there. You see, Jesus, the risen Christ, is here with us, with you. And he's far more likely to be hanging out in the unemployment line, assuring the uninsurable and calling the unemployable into holy service. Jesus is alive. The eighth day dawns each day. Listen, you can hear your Savior calling and consoling. Why do you look for the living among the dead? I've been there, but I'm back. And it's not so scary. Come, follow me, Jesus says. I'll show you the way through death into life abundant. Come, follow me, for today is not just another first day of the week. Today is the first of a series of 8 days that I am making, and you should make along with me. To paraphrase a more ancient poet, today is the 8th day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Brothers and sisters, today we come serving. Like those first weakling disciples, we come serving in order that we might go out into all the world singing. Singing like those earthbound messengers clad in dazzling white. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not there, we will say to our family and our neighbors, to our co-workers, and if we're really bold, even to strangers. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not there. He is risen. And he is here. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.